Hey, this is Comrade Pitt. I'm Peter Kamal Mukuria, calling in from Red Onion State Prison. So this piece right here, this commentary is regarding the IWW Awoke program, and it's titled The Significance of Taking Direct Action. And I begin with, quote, "Theory without practice is useless," by Fred Hampton. So direct action is one of the main industrial workers of the world, an incarcerated workers organizing committee strategy in effectively challenging and addressing issues which affect workers on the outside, and especially incarcerated workers. The logic of direct action is relatively simple. If our needs are unmet, which they are, and we collectively challenge them, then there's not much that can stop us, because ultimately the power comes from us, the people. Taking direct action and addressing our needs is essential in any revolutionary organization whose historic mission is to do away with capitalism and abolish its oppressive structures. Direct actions such as general strikes, boycotts, and sabotages were often employed when IWW was formed in 1905, and these acts proved auspicious in expediting change for workers. Since its founding, IWW has always been an organization for all workers across racial lines around the globe. This term, working class, means those who are not the employing and or owning class, which conspicuously include prisoner workers, the homeless, the unemployed, and underemployed. The goal of the organization is to abolish wage slavery and prison slavery. As a branch of the IWW, AWOC was formed to specifically advocate for the incarcerated workers in prisons, jails, migrant detention facilities, and juvenile detention, including those on house arrest, probation, parole, and anyone impacted by the intrusion of the prison industrial complex. It serves as a liaison for prisoners to organize, unionize, and build solid bridges between us on the inside and our fellow workers on the outside, so we may be more effective in challenging the conditions and treatment incarcerated workers endure. AWOC recognizes that incarcerated workers are at the forefront of the movement for liberation, and AWOC exists to empower, aid, and fight with us. Outside, AWOC members are well-trained and organized in conducting collective direct actions, challenging the condition of confinement incarcerated workers face. While we recognize the oppressive and inhumane conditions prisoners are subjected to, it tends to be strategically and deliberately kept out of public awareness, the solidarity built between inside and outside workers serves critical at exposing the savagery of imprisonment. I have been a member of IWW since 2015. Sammy also joined the Revolutionary Committee of Black Panther Party, then known as New African Black Panther Party. And when DC AWOC was formed, given my existing membership with IWW, I began coordinating with DC AWOC. Therefore, as a fellow IWW AWOC member, but foremost Panther, whose duty it is to speak truth to power in service of our struggle to overthrow this oppressive capitalist imperialist system and abolish its every structure, I have been able to coordinate with DC AWOC on numerous instances in which their involvement and direct action in advocating for not merely myself but a myriad of other prisoners was the catalyst needed to push back against the injustices inside these human warehouses. Furthermore, and even more imperative, DC AWOC has been critical in amplifying our struggle. Over the years, as DC AWOC has grown in membership, thus expanding its ability to do more, their strategy and tactical support of prisoners extended to what's called a jail support program, which the members routinely meet outside of a local jail, wait for those being released, and offer them bags containing essential items such as toothbrush, toothpaste, water bottles, snacks, food, fruits, etc. They also issue shoelaces, which are confiscated from people as they enter these jails. And in the winter, they also hand out blankets and offer transportation to anyone being released who may need it. Oftentimes, when people are released from jails and or prisons, they have nothing more than the clothes on their backs. Therefore, to be embraced with such generosity and given things one needs, it relieves a lot of the stress associated with being in prison. During jail support, I have been fortunate to be able to call and converse with each individual comrade, and we always conclude by simultaneously yelling out all power to the people. It not only energizes everyone out there, but to some degree, I'm always hopeful that those incarcerated in the jail could hear us and know that they are loved, cared about, and we extend our solidarity with them, because their struggle is our struggle. And like Mumia Abu-Jamal says, no one is free until everyone is free. Additionally, DCIWOC has been able to effectively reach incarcerated workers through our newsletters and letter writing meetings. As we continuously expand our efforts through taking direct actions, we hope to inspire and grow a global movement to abolish capitalism and its every oppressive structure. All power to the people. This is Comrade Pitt with the IWOC Stand Committee and the Minister of Labor for Revolutionary Tocumenio Black Panther Party. I am also with the D.C. Baltimore IWOC, and I can be reached at Peter Kamal Mukuria, 119-7165, right on your state prison, P.O. Box 1900, Pound, Virginia. Instagram at Pitt Panther underscore art, P-I-T-T-P-A-N-T-H-E-R underscore A-R-T. All power to the people, comrade.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.